WRJN AccuWeather forecast. As we close out the year, it doesn't look like any big storms are on the way. Here's a cold front that'll come through tomorrow, so today's high 38 will be followed by a low of 28 tonight, only reaching about 33 tomorrow and going down to 23 tomorrow night. There could be a few snow flurries that shouldn't amount to very much. And on Friday, it'll be a cold day with a high near 30, but then Saturday, a little less cold. And then on Sunday and Monday, first couple of days of the new year, we could have a temporary warm-up before Arctic air moves in. AccuWeather, I'm meteorologist Elliot Abrams on your radio friend, WRJN.
Right now in Kenosha, 29 degrees, 30 in Burlington, Milwaukee 30, 33 in Racine. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.
How's your book going so far?
It's still on the table.
Book on the greatest hockey stories?
It's just hockey stories.
Just hockey stories?
Yeah.
When are you going to start it?
When I get around to it.
We want a book report.
No.
Why?
Because I read books when I get to them. And I don't read them very often. I used to read them on vacation, but I really don't take vacation anymore.
I was going to say, what is that for you, TK?
Last few years, really don't know.
You know, we found out during the course of our community conversations that there's three common characteristics that millionaires all have in common. Number one, they make their beds. Make your bed this morning?
No.
Because the missus was still in it?
Yes. That's why.
You can make your side.
They'd really get upset if you pull the covers over them, you know?
Well, it depends on the situation. Number two, I know you do, is work out on a regular basis.
Just ran yesterday evening.
Boy, it was miserable last night.
Late in the afternoon, it got dark.
Yeah,
so,
it's miserable.
In fact, I ran by here.
Everything okay?
Yeah.
Here at the Magnum.media headquarters? And number three is you read. You read a book. So those three things. Make your bed, work out, not go crazy work out, but have a fitness program and read. So I
wouldn't even include the reading. I wouldn't.
Well, that's what the research indicates.
Well, that's the research, but I don't necessarily read books.
You do a lot of reading, though.
And for work, yes.
Well, that counts, I think, maybe. Well, out there in the deluxe parking lot here at the international headquarters is a rental car that I drove this morning.
I heard something about that. Yeah, what's the deal?
Yeah, that was. So I leave work yesterday, and the Road Warriors had a hard time starting. And
how old is it, by the way?
1997.
Okay.
208,000 miles on it.
Okay.
I'm going for three. We'll see what happens. It's a Road Warrior. It's an amazing vehicle. And so it wouldn't start. And then I just was patient with it, and I got it to roll over. And then I thought that it might be the battery. That would be illogical.
Sure. Good start.
And I let it just sit in the driveway at the gingerbread house for half an hour when I got home, okay, knowing that I needed to go get groceries because I still haven't gotten groceries from the time that my buddy passed out on the couch on Christmas Eve when he was supposed to make me Christmas dinner. That's why he came up, other than to see me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had some hot dogs left. I thought, I better get some groceries. Went out, and the truck wouldn't start. And again, I did the same thing. And this time I went straight to the mechanics. So I just got a call. There's nothing wrong with the vehicle.
Could they offer a reason why it wouldn't?
They found a minor drain on the battery.
Huh.
They told me to unplug it.
Okay.
$75. $75 to rent the car, and another $75 for your garage buddy to come out. I said when I couldn't get the garage door open, he had told me at some point that there was a reset button somewhere.
Yeah.
But I couldn't remember where it was.
Ah.
And so he left me a note with the $75 bill in my storm door.
Yeah.
And he said he oiled the opener.
Okay.
The mechanism. $75. That seems to be the magic number.
Well, with the auto mechanics and things like that, yeah.
So I guess that's good news that there's really nothing wrong with the Road Warrior.
Right.
Yeah.
How old is the battery?
I got a brand new state-of-the-art battery. It's a year old. When I drove it up from Tampa.
Yeah, it shouldn't be a problem.
No, that wasn't the problem.
Okay.
There was some connection problems.
Yeah. Well.
So. Yeah, it's so winter in Wisconsin. You got to love it. No sun, wind chill.
Well, better it happened yesterday than middle of March when it's 10 below zero.
Why?
Because it's colder? How's that?
Because it feels colder? Because it's March?
Oh, it is colder.
Yeah.
You'll feel it.
Well, the Packers will not have to worry about the weather Sunday night, fortunately, in Detroit. They are playing indoors at Ford Field. They win the division. That's a hell of a comeback.
Win and in.
Win and in.
From Wisconsin Radio Network Sports, this is the Titletown Report. Now, with the latest from Lambeau.